Welcome, bienvenue à un autre épisode of Shut Up Podcast. I am your host, B Black, aka Mr. ShutUpPodcast.com, aka Le Grand Papa B, aka Gaston Lucien Labrador. Today's episode is being recorded on unceded Anishinaabe Algonquin territory on this date, May 10, 2025. Today's episode is rated R and F. The F is for Fuck Whitey. Fuck Whitey as a staff, record label, and some motherfucking crew. And if you want to be down with Whitey, then fuck you too. All right, speaking of applauding, I'm going to ask all you listeners to take a pause and break before we continue. It's mandatory that you take the time, breathe in, breathe out, and applaud yourselves. Yourself like a superstar. And if this is your first time listening to this podcast, I applaud yourself as well, and welcome. ShutUpPodcast.com is the website, and ShutUpPodcast411@gmail.com is the email address. For you new listeners, my hope is that at some point on this podcast or any podcast, I say something that resonates and causes us to make history. All right, today's episode. Oh, right. did I write shit down? You know what? Today's episode, titled 264, Pretending Not to Be Angry. It's a part two to the last episode where I talk about rage and being black. And I'm just going to continue on that topic. But before we do that, I'm going to share some quotes and some randomness. Your draw better be Picasso. You know the best. That verse that I recited at the beginning was by Jay-Z, for you non-Jay-Z fans, Fred DeFoe. And it happens to be one of my favorite poetry on his part. He goes, let me guess, someone told you there's money around here and the rest is me stopping you from getting it correct? Ah, he's that. All right, okay. Can't stop myself from saying that. Okay, let's start with quotes. Let's do quotes. Okay, first one. Waterfly, you got to give up that the shit that weighs you down, Toni Morrison. Excuse me. Second one goes, I don't like to lose at anything, yet I've grown most not from victories, but from setbacks. If winning is God's reward, then losing is how he teaches us. That was badass. That's Serena Williams. And the last one goes, PBS didn't become woke. You grew up to be a bad person. And this is a caption that was written on, links are in the show notes, but someone wrote this in the Black People Twitter, and in response to PBS getting a tweet about PBS, and what's it goes? Oh, Jamahiriya Al-Jush. I can't have a simple Christian white people there. All right. He posted, he goes, some of y'all never saw a butterfly in the sky and thought you could go twice as high, and it shows. I love that too. Yeah, man. And 54% of Americans read below sixth grade level. Oh, that explains a lot. there are 54%. Jesus. Damn. You can swindle them into anything. Holy cow, man. They better not let the Nigerian prince get to them. and whatever. Okay. So, that was just related to government cutting funding on PB. Whatever. Okay. That's it for quotes. Let's jump into randomness. All right. First of all, let's start off by Happy Mother's Day. Mother's Day is like a really... It can be complicated. You know, No. The only thought I'm going to say about Mother's Day, I'm not going to use the usual like, hey, nothing. No, I'm going to say, yeah, is Mother's Day just another way for these corporate bastards to put their hands in our pocket? Every month. Next month's going to be Father's Day. It's going to be ads about this. He goes, if you ain't a piece of shit, you'll buy something for your dad. Next month, it'll be Canada Day. If you ain't a piece of shit, you'll celebrate this country like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, in July. You'll celebrate the 1867 like a good Canadian. August is, oh, there is no holidays. No obligation to spend money in August. Oh, but it is preparation for back to school. So, yeah, back to school is in August. And in September, it's, Truth and Reconciliation Day. What else is there in September? Civic Holiday. But every month, that's what I say. Every month, man, there's a reason for these motherfuckers to get your hands in my pocket. Anyway. All right. So, anyways, happy Mother's Day for those who celebrate it. And someone, and I was talking about Mother's Day, someone brought up the fact, she goes, yeah, happy Mother's Day to those of you who still have their mothers around. I'm like, ooh, wow. And it makes shit feel awkward. But what about, you know, happy Mother's Day to folks out there who don't get along with their mothers? You know what I mean? It's just, this world's just complicated. All right, next. In digital tinkering news, I'm feeling a little like, how do I say, celebrating. I feel like tapping myself on the shoulder. Like I said, on this podcast, we celebrate small victories. And I got around to finally creating what I like to call a catalog of all my episodes. Now, you would think, yes, most of them are posted on Castos, but but my episodes were like spread out through. I have a few on my hard drive, and I had a few that was on another external hard drive, and I had a few on another external, a different external hard drive. And the reason I had separated because one of the hard drive, it was just all this to say is I managed to clean things up and have all my episodes in a central location where I can find them. And I catalog them. Next step is to, I'm not sure what I'm going to do next, but the thing is I accomplished something. That's what it's all about. Using Python and it was fun. Yeah. Python and AI. Sorry, I got to give credit to the AI for writing the code. But it made me feel like a project manager. So get to work, machine. Sorry, I should have thought of the idea of me being a slave owner. Let me talk about it, you know, slave owner, and I got this AI to write my code. I'm kind to it. I don't like this comparison, but because I'm trying to make a joke here, it's more the idea of I'm trying to imagine a slave owner having a podcast and talking about I can't cut my whole cane field. In the Caribbean, we had cane field. How my old king feel? You know, and the slave owner taking all the credit for it. And it's like, yeah, sure, I kind of drove my slave to death, but I got the work done. Tune in to my next podcast, Slave Owner Cracker Podcast.com or whatever. Okay. all right, I'm being silly. Okay, next item. Guess what I did yesterday? I went to see Sinners for a second time, and I enjoyed it. I fucking enjoyed it. I think I enjoyed it even more the second time because I knew what to look for, not what to expect. And I, great movie, man. Just great movie. If there is something, probably the minor things, little things I didn't notice were, I'm not going to, shit. Shame on you if you haven't seen it. Shame on you if you're black and still haven't seen it. yes, it's an obligation. Fuck that. For the people. Look, because it's a good movie, man, and whatever, man. So Sinners, watched it again, enjoyed it. Second time around, even the soundtrack was even more enjoyable. I was listening to it on the ride back. And I got to tell you, the ending, it wasn't intentionally. I'm just going to say the ending made me emotional. And I don't think it was meant to be, to make you emotional, but there was something about the ending that hit home. rewatching it, and I remember the first time I saw the movie, I was emotional. Second time, still emotional. Yeah. Anyways, and then they had this song playing. I'm not going to play it, but then they had this. I'm not going to play it, but I am going to tell you the title of the song. Then they had... name of the song is called... not Pale, Pale Moon. Nope, not Rocky Road to Dublin, even though that was a good song. In the Moonlight, Traveling. Nope. Last Time I See the Sun. God damn it. Hold on, let me just start this one here. I'm going to give you 15 seconds. See that beginning, yeah.
Early in this morning.
Oh, man. There's something about that song. Maybe I should give credit to the singers is Alice Smith, Miles Caton, and the Sinners movie. Damn. Last Time I Seen the Sun. Fuck. Oh, man. Yeah, I'm emotional again. Dude. Because there's something he said that made me... All right, let me... hold it down, B. Hold it down. Shout out to the sister that I saw. Oh, I guess this time around what I did is I stuck around to see the full ending, the post-credit scene. And there was just a few of us in the theater. And I remember getting out, and there was the sister, black lady behind me. She was like getting out of her seat, and there's something, my instinct kicked in. I was like, second time you seen this? She laughed. She goes, nah, third time. Anyway, great movie, man. Great movie. Yeah, I am telling you to see it. You know, Shut Up Podcast is strongly endorses watching Sinners. And I haven't spoiled it. I haven't said any spoilers, even though I was tempted to. I'm really looking forward to listening to... Black IO Tips has an episode on titled Sinners and Kendrick, or the other way around, whatever. And Bossy, and I forget the other guy's name, but Bossy and her. So Riding Karen and Bossy and her co-host on her podcast are on it. And I can tell it's going to be a very interesting segment, because when they get together, you know, brains. It's like black people with brains, black people who read books and shit. So they usually say some insightful shit. So looking forward to checking out that episode. Came out on Wednesday. All right. Oh, you know, another movie? I saw this on Friday. I saw the movie Thunderbolt. And didn't like it that much. Didn't like it. Think of it as the DC version of Suicide Squad. I mean, I liked what's Homegirl's name in... Not Suicide Squad, the Russian chick. Well, the character, that's her character. Let me type in the movie. Thunderbolts. Yeah, I had to get some... I get the feeling the movie was designed more for the comic book folks. And I... that's how I was feeling. I'm not going to say it was a bad movie. I'm just going to say I didn't like it. I'm not going to say it a second time, that's for sure. But it's, I think there's a part in the movie where they had the audacity to refer themselves as the new Avengers. And I'm like, nah, man, nah, fuck that. It doesn't get any better than Endgame. Yeah. That's what bothers me about these Marvel Hollywood fucks, is like they're trying to make that Marvel money again. You know what, really? Aside from not being like, totally into it. I think it's with, maybe if I went with a comic book nerd friend, because they would have pointed out all the, oh my God, they meant this, and, you know, point out all the things that I missed. Because I went in there just like a civilian. I'm like, hey, man, if this shit was a porno, I wouldn't be hard. Sorry. You guys didn't need to understand, to hear that. You guys didn't need that visual. I'm sure, like, I watched the porn, did not jerk off. You know what I mean? I'm like, yeah, it didn't do it for me. But what really pissed me off about the movie, oh my God, I was in the middle of explaining. Yeah, the lady who played Black Widow, Florence Pugh. I would say, oh my God, this is a nice picture of her. Anyway, yeah, no, I like her character. But the movie didn't do it for me, man. Yeah. So I'm just looking at the cast. Yeah, Bucky Barnes, I still can't forgive you for what you did. you killed Captain America's daddy. Not Captain America. Iron Man's parents. Oh, spoiler alert. Not in the movie, but whatever. Yeah, the lady who plays Black Widow, Florence Pugh. Oh, apparently she's a Brit. Anyway, she plays her character very well. Right. Okay. So, aside from not enjoying the storyline too well, but what really ruined it for me is the American propaganda. It's like America is not. There was a time where you could watch this shit, like Armageddon. I was able to watch this shit, and America saves the day. Now I watch this shit, I'm like, yeah, right. Like, there's a scene where a politician is about to be impeached. I'm like, what the fuck does that mean? Trump been breaking rules from breaking. Ain't shit happening to them. Trump has proven to us that rules don't apply to him. So this whole no one's above the law shit in the United States, man, it's bullshit. Yeah, it's bullshit. Man, whatever. So it's just, yeah. In the movie, they try to portray the United States as this, like, this beacon of, is that the beacon of what's the word they use? Like, a symbol of justice, of everything that's right in the world. And it didn't. It's like, read the room, guys. Read the fucking room. All right, okay. And the people who be the bad guys are the bad. Anyways, it's like the bad guys in this world, whatever. Okay. All right. Okay, let me just try to, like, remonter les morales. This actually is a clip that I saw this week. And it's titled, the caption reads, it's going to be hard following along with the, okay, I'm going to try to read the text, but it goes, Indian boy shuts down reporter about Pakistan-India ongoing war. You know what? Okay, I'm going to try to get the actual words, but because he's going to speak, you're going to hear a foreign language, but I'm going to try to read what he says. So I'll pause every time he says what he says. So I guess the reporter goes up to the little boy and says, long live Pakistan. And the boy responds with,
Pakistan Zindabad.
Zimbadad. Not sure what that means. I don't know if that's where he's from. Hold on, let me try this. Long live Pakistan. And he
Pakistan Zindabad.
Zindabad.
Sharam nahi aa
raha. Oh, wow. And then the reporter goes to ask the little boy, aren't you ashamed? And then the boy responds with, well, why should I be ashamed?
Pakistan.
And he goes, Pakistan shouldn't be destroyed? Question mark. And he goes, and the little boy goes, what? It shouldn't. And he goes, long live India, yes or no? The reporter. You know, okay, just to establish that I can't get tone or how, like, I can't tell if this is a joke, if this is stage, or if this is like a Fox News punk ass reporter going to the kid, look, kid, I don't need you to say some heinous shit like, kill my enemies, all right? Blood, blood, blood. This makes good reading. I got to sell vacuum cleaners to old people. So say shit that's going to go viral. And this kid is not playing along. That's what the whole thing. So now the reporter's like, again, not sure if it's stage or if he's pissed, but he goes, bro, long live India? Yes or no? Okay, I guess I should point out that because, who fired on who again? Because you know those two countries, Pakistan and India, been beefing. And is it India who dropped the missile on Pakistan or Pakistan? One of the two. There's beef. And, you know, and the rest of the world is waiting for shit to escalate. And this little boy is like, all right. So in response to your interviewing saying, hey, long live India, yes or no? And the little boy goes, yes. Boy says yes. Long live Pakistan. Yes. God damn it. So he goes, long live India. Little boy says yes. Long live Pakistan. Boy says yes. It's like, and the reporter was probably like, fuck, kid. You're fucking up my ratings. And then long live everyone in their own space. And then the reporter, what's your name? You two. Oh my God. You two, long live in your place. And then he goes, what's your name? Kaif.
कैफ पूरा नाम
फुल नेम
मोहम्मद कैफ
मोहम्मद कैफ
कहां से हैं आप
मैं बिहार
वेयर आर यू फ्रॉम आई एम फ्रॉम बिहार बिहार इज इन द हाउस
बिहार से
आपको थोड़ी सी शर्म नहीं आ रही कि भारत
aren't you even a little ashamed that despite living in India
देश में रहने के बावजूद आप पाकिस्तान का समर्थन
you're supporting Pakistan
कैसे खत्म होगा
why shouldn't Pakistan be destroyed oh shit
अच्छा आप ये न्यूज़
oh so you're making the news oh so you're making
बना रहे तो आपको शर्म नहीं आ रही
aren't you ashamed about it yes aren't you ashamed making the news and spreading it everywhere
हिंदू मुस्लिम के बारे में
about Hindus and Muslim
हिंदुस्तान
Why should we support India? First answer is this. Then I'll say something. You were asking, there are people over there too. Here too. Muslim there too. Hindus here too. Everyone is human. Then why kill everyone? Tell me. Oh, damn, he probably fit the sea. Hold on a second. Do I kill everyone? Tell me. Tell me why it should be destroyed. Everyone has a right to live. Everyone has that right. Then why destroy them? And then report again. Do you support Pakistan? If you go there and someone kills you, then the job done. Then the job done. Do you support Pakistan? Yes, I do. You are not an Indian. I am Indian. You're saying destroy that country. Destroy that country. But everywhere people live. Just want to know one small thing. Who taught you this? Bro, I have a brain, man. Fuck. God damn you kids for giving me hope. Hold on a second. Let me give him up. That was beautiful. Yes, you're right.
Message.
There we go. Oh, that was beautiful. That was, I needed to, I mean, I've seen it before, but it was just, this is the first time I take the time to read the actual words that he said. And nah, it was beautiful, man. I was just, you know, on some parts, I blame us as a society. Like, the news just feed us what we want. So they find some crazy motherfucker to be like, yeah, kill the motherfucker. Fuck them other niggas because I'm down for my niggas. Fuck, you know, like conflict. Conflict sells. And we consume this conflict and then being like, man, how come there's no world peace? You know, it's... God bless that little boy. I hope good things happen. I hope he's doing well. All right, okay. Okay, one last bit of randomness to share with you kids. I was minding my own business on YouTube, and I was watching, this is the perfect storm, and I noticed a video of YouTube likes to propose, hey, you like rap music, don't you? Here's the latest Ice Cube with Cypress Hill, and okay. Then they showed me another video with E-40, Too Short, I can't remember, but here's what both videos had in common. You had rappers who, when I was young, I remember they were older than me, right? was 2 Chainz in there? No, okay. You have rappers in there, grown-ass men, who I know for a fact are older than 50, but looking like they're in their early 30s, right? Blackstone Crack. No, it was wasted. It's more than that. I know they're over 50. That's my point. And he had a whole bunch of young girls in there and dancing around, shaking her ass and blah, and all that, right? Now, I'm not mad. I mean, it is what it is. It's hip hop, right? It's entertainment. I know they know their target audience. My only point to this is realization that these old fucks, someone like colored their gray beard, someone they made some changes to themselves to not look their age, to look younger than their, to not look like some old creepy guy in the same video with some young 20-year-old, pretty young thing. You know what I mean? It's like, and where I'm going with this, and okay, some of you are going to take this as a criticism. Well, maybe it is a criticism, right? But it's more the idea of, it just had me thinking about how, I don't think there's a rapper out there. Maybe there is, but I mean, the ones that I've been consuming who encourage aging gracefully. Accept your age. Accept where you are. Now, I'm not saying look like a piece of shit, show up, you know, like a geriatric or whatever. Like, I'm seeing out, rapping for my old age home. But it's just, you know what? Okay, I think if I'm making a point, it's not, it's less a critique on them, but it is a critique on this. No one's encouraging men to age gracefully. That's really what I'm trying to say. And the reason I bring this up is because, excuse me, there's a video circulating what's her name again? Going viral of Pamela Anderson. You wouldn't recognize her. And she's not, she's got little makeup. She's like, but the point is, I guess it's a picture of her at the Met Gala, but the point is, it seems like she doesn't look like the Pamela Anderson that you, like, I didn't even recognize her. But it seems like she's embracing the fact that, yeah, I'm older. I'm getting older. Now, I'm not trying to say men or women handle it better than men, but I am saying, I think all of us, I am saying that I'm trying to get to a part where look, I think I already made my point, is how no one seems to embrace getting older, aging gracefully. That's the real trouble I'm trying to get at. As much as I enjoyed watching those videos, I had to like snap out of it and remind myself those days are gone. And I'm not saying hitting the clubs or shit like that, but those days of lusting after young women, it was just, for me, I felt like it was a bad look. You had these grown-ass men with young women dancing, young women probably likely like a fraction of their size, of their age. And you know what's fucked up for me is nowadays I'll see a young lady walk around and my first instinct is, fuck, I bet I know your daddy. I bet I know your mommy. Tell your grandma I said hi. Tell her B Black said hi, all right? Tell her, all right, okay. Sugar, sugar now. Right? What on, young folks? Hey, you want some candy? Whatever. It's just aging gracefully. If there's only point, if you forget everything that I say, I think the point is just, who are the people out there encouraging grown folks to be grown folks and grown folks to age gracefully? That's really what I'm trying to talk about. All right, before I, you know what? I'm going to, this ends randomness, but I'm going to play this clip by the, because this is one of the rare times I'm going to say something nice about a politician from the province of Quebec. They can all go fuck themselves, the Bloc Québécois. But this little quote, I'm going to end this. I'm not going to add any comments to it. I'm just going to play it and then end and then switch to the feature thought. And I just felt like it was a bar that should be respected. And because it's a rare time in Canadian history where someone from Quebec has something decent to say. Has something dope to say. All right. I forget the name of this guy, but it doesn't matter. It's my kiss. But yeah, I'm just going to play. I just thought it was a great answer to, hey, Alberta, do you have any tips for Alberta trying to separate?
Been talking about trying to separate from Canada. Now we're seeing that out in Alberta. For the people in Alberta who want to separate, do you have any tips for them on how to actually get the job done?
Our success so far, it does not place me in a position to give them tips about what to do, but I could give them tips about what not to do. Not now. The first idea is to define oneself as a nation. Mm. Therefore, it requires a culture of their own. and I am not certain that oil and gas qualify to define a culture.
There you have it. There you have it. I've never been to Alberta. Maybe I should give these guys some. Nah, fuck that. Whatever. What's funny is I'm wearing my Canada t-shirt. I thought it was dope. I always felt that growing up, balancing between French Canada and English Canada. But in English Canada never felt like it had its own culture. They probably do, but it never felt more Americanized. So I'm just saying, that was a beautiful take. That was, come at me. I don't give a fuck. Wait a minute. I work in Ottawa. Who the fuck am I kidding? Pensez les études d'anglais. Take that, tabarnak. Let's go. All right. That was beautiful. All right. Okay. Let's, this concludes Quotes and Randomness. Let's jump to Feature Thought, what you came for. And I'm back. J'ai pris un grand respire. I made the mistake of going through the comment section of that clip I played before the break of what's his face from the Bloc Québécois, Yves François Blanchette. Saying, oil and gas does not define a culture. when heartbreaking, the worst person you know just made a good point. and, oops.
What is it to...
God, yeah. And I was watching this PSA, I guess it's meant for tourism. What does it mean to be Albertan? And first thing I was looking for is I kind of one black person in there. Yeah. Only I know about Alberta is, y'all got a lot of racist people there. I'm sure. Yeah, I heard there's a lot of brown people there. I got a homie, Nigerian homie in Alberta, Calgary. Yeah. I know. I'm a little fascinated by it. I'm a little fascinated by this. But whatever. Oh, my God. I forgot. This is my goddamn podcast. All right. What am I talking about? This shit. Okay. First thing, before I go on, what I want to do is I kind of forgot what I spoke about on the last episode. So what I'm going to try to do here is bring up my notes from the last episode. Hey, look at this catalog. I'm going to publish episode 263. The title was The Angry Black Guy. And the points I made were, first I was inspired by that late, not inspired, well, what inspired the thought was that white lady who raised 700, oh, at the time it was $300,000, now she's at $700,000 for calling a black kid the N-word. And I was less angry at the fact that she was able to raise that amount, that there was enough racist people out there to like put in on it. But I was more annoyed at the white people being like, that's not who we are. I'm so shocked. Oh, my God. How could this be happening in 2025? You know, it's I'm impatient. I'm losing patience at white people catching up to find out that, yes, your racist ancestors, racism. That racism has still transpired, still exists today. Why? Because it's never been confronted. You've never had a reason to confront it. You were born into a world, your parents lied to you because they wanted to protect your feelings and told you that, yes, you gained this country and built this country fair and square. Everyone else who doesn't look like you, they're just pissed off because, you know, they ain't got it like we do, us white folks. They're lazy. And even though they did all the work, they're criminal. Even though most of the people put them in jail are bigger criminals. You know, it's just whatever. So, I'm a little annoyed at the white people catching up at how fucking racist, how ugly the world is. I didn't bring that up in the last episode. There was a comedian scrolling for TikTok. There was a comedian and his whole joke was about how land acknowledgement is bullshit. And it just, I felt like writing, I'm like, thank you for confirming the fact that white people insincere about reconciliation. Whatever. I just hated the joke. That's the point. And all right. And then I think the last part was my dysfunctional relationship with white people. And when I say my dysfunctional relationship with white people, I can say white supremacy, but not white people. Because, okay, this is what partly inspired this part two of this conversation. And I was driving, I can't remember what caused me to remember this thought. I just know it happened while I was driving. And in the last episode, I talked about this rage that's inside of me. And while driving, I realized how that rage seems to disappear whenever I'm around white people. And it disappeared in a sense like, and my theory is, I feel like it's a skill that's been passed down to me from my ancestor, because whatever you felt about your enslavers showing any sign that you're upset of what they did to you could get you killed. So they mastered the habit of repressing rage and likely taking it out on all the wrong people. So let me get back to my notes here. Right there. Yeah. I guess the only point I'm making is how, talking about rage, is how I've developed the talent of keeping it hidden. But the problem is even hidden from myself sometimes. See, on the last episode, I talked about how, I don't know if I mentioned this, but how uncomfortable I felt talking about this anger. And part of it has to do because I've grown up with the mindset that I always needed to be mindful of the comfort of white people. I still remember shying away from saying, and then the black person or the white person in front of white people. Like, whoa, are you guys talking about race? You know, it's like I felt like, okay, oh shit. Massa heard us. Massa caught us reading. Like I went out of my way to make it look like I don't talk about race in front of a... You know, I have this joke. Actually, I did this bit, and I plan on rewriting it, and you steal it, I will find you. Like Liam Neeson. Who am I kidding? This is an honor system. But the joke is, I talk about how I was in a situation where a friend of mine... Okay, let me just give you the short version of the joke. But essentially, I was in a situation where a friend of mine put me in a situation where my coworkers saw my black side. And I joke about how, look, man, my colleagues know that I'm a black guy, but they don't know I'm a practicing black guy. and that's the thing is, and I'm going to expand on that joke and how when I'm at work, I go out of my, it's an exaggeration, but I go out of my way of acting like someone. I don't see race. What, me? I'm black? Oh my God, I had no idea because I don't see race. All right, let's get back to work. But that's the thing. I know that if I bring up race in any race in any way, it just makes shit uncomfortable. Now, I have talked about race with colleagues before thinking that, hey, it was supposed to be my way to try to bond. It was my way to like, look, in order for us to like have some kind of relationship, I need to be able to like share with you some of my reality. And it didn't work out too well. It didn't work out. You know, what I am going to say is if my wish, my next job, I'm in a diverse environment. I'm in a diverse environment where I can minimize my code switching. Don't get me wrong. I'm willing to keep it professional, but I really don't like having to, hey, master node and slave node, what the fuck? not being able to say, yeah, guys, that's kind of fucked up. I'm thinking of slavery right now. I like being in a situation where I gotta like check a white person and the first thought is like, whoa, I'm not racist. And then you're wasting your whole time trying to explain to you, I wasn't calling you racist. What I'm saying is those actions can be interpreted as racism for XYZ. Don't fucking do it again before I stab you. You know, I'm just, yeah. Anyways, yes, hiding that rage to the point that I hide it from myself. Part of my journey into therapy and healing is being able to acknowledge that rage and not hurt anyone, including myself. Especially myself. I don't hurt anyone. I'm no threat like that. But I know that the way I was going about handling that anger was not healthy. Okay, now I just wrote some notes of points that I wanted to make, and I'm trying to remember. Oh, okay, right. This one was, I labeled it, how they use our rage against us. There's a clip going around of, I fucking hate that guy. I want to start out by this segment by saying, I fucking hate Piers Morgan. I mean, like,
shut your mouth, Kane, bitch.
That's what I would tell him, man. I wish he'd shut it. Whatever. So Piers Morgan had a panel, usual news panel, and he had that piece of shit from Fresh and Fit podcast. I don't know why they, I was going to say, I don't know why they keep inviting him. No, because sex sells. This bullshit sells. Sex and bullshit sells. So they had him on. They had Mark Lamont Hill on, and these two white women, and one of them is like a white supremacist. It's like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm a fucking racist. Oh, yeah, I say the N-word when I feel like it. And Piers Morgan is like, well, I dare you to say it right now. And then Mark Lamont Hill, just like he had it. He's like, no, fuck that, man. Don't be asking this white chick. I'm the only nigga in here. And you're going to have this white bitch. I'm paraphrasing. You're going to have this white bitch said the N-word. No, what I love is he said, you got me and this Uncle Tom here. He's talking about the Fresh and Fit guy. Yeah, that Fresh and Fit guy is beyond Uncle Tom. There's a skit of him pretending to be a monkey, and he's making fun of a black person. He's a terrible fucking person. Anyways, where was I? So when I was talking about, so Mark Lamont Hill just says, fuck that. Don't be having this white chick. I know you're trying to have good, you're trying to get some ratings, some clickbaits, but yo, I am not standing here while you have this white chick drop the N-word while I'm here. And he was passionate about the way he said it. Now, do you think there was a moment where white people were like, oh, wow, he sounds bothered by it? Nope. It was a bunch of, everyone was like, oh, look at this black guy, all emotional over a fucking simple word. And like all of us understood where Mark Lamont was coming from. Apparently, I read somewhere, one of some tweet, where he said that, yo, he came in for what he thought was going to be a regular ass conversation, and he was like ambushed by this. Wait, what? The daughter of the Ku Klux Klan. What the fuck? You got this bitch. You got this fucking punk from Fresh and Fit. So I can imagine he was already on edge. And then, because Mark Lamont usually keeps his cool, but yeah, no, they poked him, and I won't say he exploded, but he got passionate, and that passionate translate to white people as, oh, look how these black people are always emotional, can't control themselves. And even the Fresh and Fit guy joined in on the, okay, let me read the caption. It goes up. Let me read the caption. Okay. You know, I gotta get in the habit of mentioning who posted these things, because apparently that's what professional podcasts do. So my bad for forgetting to do that. So this is a post by Bill the Icon. And he writes, Piers Morgan invited a racist to say the N-word on live TV. Mark Lamont Hill, in quote, says, I'm the only nigga here, so please don't invite her for ratings to call me the N-word. And then this isn't journalism, it's Minstrel Reboot. And then someone in the reply, name is Dirty Laundry Media. Oh, Dirty Laundry Media is Bill the Icon. journalism, kids. All right, and he added to his caption, he goes up, now Hill's being labeled emotional by folks who watched a self-proclaimed racist get stage time to justify slurs, and somehow decided he was the problem. Let's talk about what really happened and why this moment matters. That's what I'm saying. That's what I was. I'm not sure if I mentioned this in this past episode of how like getting emotional, that rage, whatever, emotional. I had something fucked up happen at work. I reported it, and not this wasn't recently. This is like in the past, right? And I was like, I was on 10. I was on 10, but while still remembering that beat, you're at work, you need to calm down, calm. So I'm like, again, Dr. Banner trying to calm myself down. Beat, don't, nope, I'm not turning to Hulk. Nope, come on, think of fishes, think of pretty women. No, don't think of pretty women, that's going to get you angry again. No, think of your safe space. Think of sleeping. Think of cats, kitty cats, puppies, you know, like trying to calm myself down. And work has this like call, assist line to like, hey, if you're about to freak out, call us out. You know, it's like a near therapy, whatever. And I remember calling because I thought it would be helpful. And I'm speaking to this chick, white woman, like she's a therapist. And I just go off. Now, don't get me wrong. I wasn't disrespectful, but I was like honest about my rage. It's like, fuck. You ain't no help for a black man. Whatever, man. Just whatever. Blah, 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 blah. Came out. Yo, this white chick was near tears. By the end of the conversation, I was like, fuck, great. Now I got to console this white bitch. Now I gotta stop this white bitch from calling the cops on me. He's angry. Oh, my God. He's fucking angry. Did he threaten you? No, buddies. I can tell he's angry. He made reference to 1804-80, and he said something about machetes and kupikai bulletet. You know, I don't know. I was like, I'm just kidding, lady. I'm just kidding. It's a bit. I'm just kidding. Nah, I'm not bad. Nah, I'm sure. Yes, I know. Yes, not all white people. You know, I was just. But it just pissed me off having to regulate. Oh, yeah. Because she was white, it was so easy to do because I'm so used to like. I just remember going, remember, you're talking to a white person. They can't absorb this heat. But that also reminds me why on my second time around getting a therapist, I was dead set on getting a black therapist. I was dead set on getting a black therapist because there's no fucking way I was going to spend all that money for a therapy just to show up and have to censor myself. It's like, so what I'm hearing is you hate all white people. That's not what the fuck I said. But I do hate you right now. Matter of fact, does anyone you know you're at work right now? Because that's me choking them. Yeah, whatever. It's just, I had rage. I needed to express it. And there was no fucking way I was going to censor that shit. And then I started the podcast. Just a reminder. That rage was so potent. I keep telling, for people who don't know, I keep nicknaming my first episode. It's called Straight Out of Therapy. First episode of this edition of this podcast. And it was, I called it my manifesto episode. And I joked about how, yes, some people shoot up malls. I shoot up podcast episodes. There we go. Last but not least. Oh my God. Yeah. Like I said on the last episode, I was close to titling it, I Hate White People. And I want to play this clip. This clip. Whenever you hear me say, I hate white people, I just watch a clip. Think of this clip.
A generation that believes everything we did by colonization. Yes, it is true. They think everything about colonization was wrong. It wasn't. There were some terrible things and there were some good things to come out of it. And that is about properly acknowledging your past.
Education.
Yes, completely.
Sanitation.
Transport.
Transportation. Yeah, yeah. There was so much that we brought to communities. But
But you see, you're typical of what we're talking about.
No, I'm saying that colonization, the empire was wrong. It was wrong full stop. That's, you know, the things that Britain might have done.
But that's very much through your modern sensibilities, you might say that, because we wouldn't now routinely go into other countries.
It was a profoundly racist set of basically invasions.
Okay, I'm not going to play the whole thing, but when they hear me saying shit like I hate white people, I'm talking about like them white bitches right now talking about the good side of colonization and how, look, man, how am I going to explain this to my kids? I can't have them. I am not talking about that. I should mention that everyone speaking is white. And the guy refuting saying, bitch, colonization suck is whack. What a compliment. You know, it's kind of funny. She said they brought sanitation to the countries they colonized. Fuck out of here, man. Holy shit. One way they managed to wipe out the indigenous people of this continent is with germs. They showed up with their unbathed cells. Like, so what do you call this place? Turtle Island? Damn, it's cold up here. Shit. And then poof, poof, poof. Motherfuckers were like prepared to get, it's like, whoa, motherfucker. It's like, what do you mean you haven't bathed in weeks? Bathe? So I can wipe out the goodness the Lord gave to it? Whatever. Sanitation. Get the fuck out of here. Sorry, where was I? Yes, when you hear me say shit like that, I'm thinking of the white people who are clueless, who deep down inside, you can tell by their words deep down. They'll say shit like, I'm not racist, but at their core, believe that colonization was a good thing. You Africans are lucky that we brought you out of. They won't say these words, but you can tell they have that belief. DEI, yeah. I believe in merit. In other words, you believe that it's only white people that are qualified to do the thing. Like, I hate, this is part of where the rage comes in. I hate being put in a position where I gotta point this shit out to you. As opposed to look in the fucking mirror. You know, don't you hate having to like tell someone, hey, you're late? Don't get me wrong, I'm not a punctual person, but when people put you in a position where you gotta point out flaws, mistakes, infringes, or whatnot, and they're just like defensive about it. And yeah, it just this clip infuriated me. Hearing these white chicks hearing these people talk about how the goodness of colonization and how, well, look, if we look at it your way, then what are we gonna tell the kids and things like that. Now, I know there's white people out there that will say shit like, I should focus on the positive of this video, the white guy who was refuting that shit. And I used to do that, actually. I used to try to focus on, yeah, the white people who get it. But the problem is the white people who don't get it are just, oh, my God, they just ruin a party. Ruin a party. But I am going to say this. I remember this one time I was in Cuba. One time I was in Cuba, and I was some resort. I can't remember what room I was in playing games, but it was a bunch of Canadians there. Go figure, right? Go figure. There were these three white women who happened to be from, I think they were all from Ottawa or Ontario, and there was this couple from Vancouver. I think we were like at a piano bar, some shit like that, and the piano player was taking a break, and the conversation just sparked up. And at some point, the white lady from Ottawa dropped the word, something like, yeah, the Indians, them Indians, and some shit like that, just referred to indigenous people as Indian. And the couple from Vancouver, I should point out, they were also white. It was also, it was, and, well, homie, I can't explain how he did it. But by the time he was done speaking, you could tell, it translated, I can't tell you what he said, how he said it, but the effect came out like, bitch, you use the word Indian one more time. You refer to indigenous people as Indians one more time. We're going to have a problem. he was smiling. He was blah, blah, blah. And I was, I mean, on my end, I was like, right on. I was proud. I'm like, What the fuck do they raise in Vancouver? I need to go to that city more often. I was proud of what he did. Not just proud, but I love how he did it. It was just eloquent. And it reminded me of this interaction between, actually, exactly, this interaction between the video I just played of these white ladies arguing with this guy about, but you can watch the clip yourself, and about the good side of colonization. Spoiler alert, there is no good side. I mean, there was a good side for white people. For white people with no soul, white people with no conscience, white people with no, who are like, yeah, sure. Sure, it was a bunch of genocide and fucking we kidnapped some people to build this land. But I mean, look at the good side, running water. You like your podcast, don't you? If it wasn't for us, you'd be back in Haiti going boom, 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 boom. All right, okay. That's it. I don't have more. I don't have more to say. I'm realizing that I'm just blabbing my mouth for the sake of blabbing, and forget that I gotta get to work tomorrow. But I should write this shit down. Yeah, I guess this is gonna be. I'm just gonna do my final part two. It's kind of like I wanted to get the rage out, so I dedicated a second episode just to get it out of my system. I'm not sure if it's out of my system. Like, I'm worried that as soon as I hit stop, I'm like, fuck, should have said this, that, and that. But I am going to end this clip. Stay angry, black folks. Stay angry. Stay angry. Yo, okay. I think, stay angry, black folks. All right, I'm going to wrap this up. Thank you for listening. This concludes today's episode. Thank you for listening. Website is shutuppodcast.com. Email address is shutuppodcast411@gmail.com. Before I end the show, I want to remind you that this podcast is a safe space for my thoughts, and they're protected by the red, the black, and the green, with the red, black, and the red, blue. Rouge et bleu, motherfucker. I represent and hold it down for black folks who grew up watching TV Ontario and Télé Québec. I also hold it down and represent black folks who say yes to Big Rube's question, are you an outcast? This episode was rated R and F. The F is for fuck Whitey. Fuck white as a staff, record label as a motherfucking crew. And if you want to be white, down with Whitey, then fuck you too. Thank you for listening. And remember, please be kind to your favorite podcast. All right. Peace.